Welcome back to the OU Nachyomi Project and our series on Divrei Hayomim Aleph. In today's show, we study Perek Chav Dalet, Chapter 24. As usual, our series is sponsored with the help of the Cypress Foundation in conjunction with Tznach.org. Perek Chav Dalet, Chapter 24, talks about the 24 Mishmorot of the Kohanim, the 24 divisions of the tribe of Aharon HaKohen. What happened in the time of the Temple was that there were many Kohanim whose primary job was to officiate in the Beit HaMikdash, and obviously they couldn't all work at the same time. Therefore, they were divided into 24 groups, and each week one of these groups would work in rotation. The groups would switch on Shabbat itself. In that manner, once every 24 weeks, each of these groups would work. When it came to the holidays, when there was an Aliyah de Regel, like on Sukkot and on Pesach, then all the Mishmarot worked all together, because then it was necessary to utilize the services of all the Kohanim. So chapter 24 is going to talk about the organization and the division into these 24 groups, as first instituted by David HaMelech, together with the leaders of the tribe of the Kohanim. Before we begin the detail of our shir, I'd like to do what we did in chapter 23. In chapter 23, we discussed the concept of Shevet Levi and why there was a necessity for that tribe. Before we begin our study of the 24 Mishmot of Kohanim, which is a very short chapter, I'd like to discuss, in general, what is the tafkid, what is the purpose of a tribe of Kohanim. To explain this concept, I'd like to discuss the concept of kohuna, of priesthood in general in Chumash, to understand how it relates to the purpose of Am Yisrael being chosen, and use that analogy to understand how it relates to the tribe of Aaron being chosen. One of the first Kohanim that we meet in Chumash, at the end of the story of the war of the four kings against the five kings, in chapter 14 in Bereshit, in Perek Yudalid, in Pasuk Yudchet, we read, Umakitzedek melech shalem hutzi lechem v'yayin, v'hu chohen le'elayon. Makitzedek met Avram Avinu after his victory. He brought to Avram bread and wine. And then we're told by Chumash that he was the Kohen, he was the priest for Elayon. Now, is Elayon referring to our God? Is it referring to a different God? That's an argument among the commentaries. According to Chazal, there's an opinion that this was Shem, the son of Noach. But for the purpose of our shir, a Kohen is someone who represents a God. Anytime there's a person whose main job is to represent a God, he's referred to as a priest or a Kohen. He's the liaison between that God and the people who are going to serve that God. In the same sense, when Am Yisrael is at Har Sinai, in chapter 19 in Sefer Shemot, before we receive the Ten Commandments, we enter a covenant. In chapter 19, between Psukim Gimel through Vav, verses 3 through 6, that's where we find that God proposes this covenant to the nation. There God proposes as follows, in Pasuk Hei, Vata, Im Shemoa Tishmu Bekoli, if you're willing to obey me, Ushmartem Et Briti, and keep my covenant, V'yitem Li Sekula Mikol Amim, Ki Li Kol Haaretz, and you'll be my treasure nation, even though I'm the God of all mankind. What will the result be in Pasuk Vav? V'atem tiuli mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. If you accept this covenant, then you will be for me, you'll be my nation, but you'll be a kingdom of priests, and hence a holy nation. A goy kadosh means a nation separated and designated to serve God. But a mamlechet kohanim here means not just an individual who's a priest, but an entire nation who serves as a priest. If we use this analogy, just like at a community level, if there's one person who represents the God to that community, and hence he is the priest, he's the Kohen. In the same sense, God is choosing a nation to represent the God of all mankind. And hence, if we have 70 nations, figuratively speaking, God is choosing one nation, giving them a special status, what we call Kedusha, elevating them to a higher level for the purpose of being the liaison between God and those nations. So God is telling Am Yisrael, are you willing to be my covenantal partner? And if you are willing to follow my laws and keep my covenant, then the result of this covenant will be, you will serve me as a kingdom of priests. You won't only represent God as individuals, even more so, you will represent God as a nation. You'll be a mamlacha, a nation representing God, in the sense that not only our individual behavior will represent God, we're also going to have laws for our nation. We'll have laws about our army, we'll have laws about our economy, we'll have laws about our judicial system, about our social justice system, about our holidays, about how we go to war. Most of these are the laws that we find in Sefer Dvarim. We also have laws that guide individual behavior, like the ones we find in Kedoshim Tiyu and in Parshat Mishpatim. But the concept that a nation represents a God is the idea of a Mamlechet Kohanim. Within the nation that does represent God, which is Am Yisrael, that nation itself is going to dedicate one tribe, which we described in yesterday's shir, Shevet Levi. One entire tribe is set aside to be the civil servants and deal with the administration and anything that has to do with the service in the temple, the judicial system and education system, teaching Torah. But even within that tribe of Levi, we're going to find an even higher echelon called the Kohanim, where even a smaller group is separated and elevated and designated to be the liaison between God and the people. In that sense, the Levim, the Levites, are going to serve the Kohanim, and the Kohanim are going to be the most direct contact to God Himself. They will officiate in the temple. They'll bring the korbanot. They'll bring the sacrifices. They'll be the highest authority in regards to the Torah and the learning. Again, the study of Torah will be open to everyone, but it will be the obligation of this tribe to dedicate their lives to the study of Torah and teaching God's laws and giving direction to the people. And the central place where this tribe will function and disseminate the Torah and the message from God to the people will be from the Beit HaMikdash, the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shmo Sham. Therefore, we're going to find that the Kohanim need to serve on a regular basis in the Beit HaMikdash, in the temple, and to organize and facilitate the work in a proper manner. David HaMelech divides all the priests into 24 groups. With that background in mind now, we can study chapter 24. Perach Avdalah, chapter 24, begins as follows. V'livnei Aharon machlekotam, to the children of Aharon, their divisions, which we would call now Mishmarot, their different groups. B'nei Aharon, the children of Aharon, were Nadab, Abihu, Elazar, v'Tamar. That was the original four sons of Aharon in Chumash. V'yamot Nadab, Abihu, lifnei Abihem. However, Nadab and Abihu died in front of their father. In other words, when their father was still alive, the famous story from Parshat Shmini in Sefer Vayikra. V'banim lo hiyu lehem. They had no male descendants. Therefore, v'chanu Elazar, v'Tamar. Therefore, the two remaining sons, Elazar and Itamar, became the families of the Kohanim. From the time of Chumash until the time of David, all the Kohanim, all the priests, were divided between the house of Elazar and Itamar. David is going to take a census of the Kohanim, and when he does this, Pasuk Gimel, Ve'yachalkem David, they were divided up and organized, not only by David, but also V'tzadok min b'nei Elazar, V'achimelech min b'nei Itamar, Lifkuratam v'avolotam. There was a council of three people. David HaMelech himself, Tzadok, the highest priest from the house of Elazar, and Achimelech, the highest priest from the children of Itamar. And they divided all the Kohanim based on their numbers for the different jobs they had to do. V'yimatzu b'nei Elazar rabim l'rashi ha'gvarim min b'nei Itamar v'yichalkum. When they did this census, it turned out that the children of Elazar, the descendants from the family of Elazar, were more numerous than the descendants from the house of Itamar. Therefore, they divided them up as follows. Livnei Elazar Rashim lebeit avot 16, v'livnei Itamar lebeit avotam 8. Therefore, when they divided them up into the 24 groups, so that every week, every half a year, each group would come and serve in the Beit HaMikdash, there were 16 groups from the house of Elazar and 8 from the house of Itamar. We don't find, when we get the list of these 24, we're never told who is Elazar and who is Itamar, but that was a general breakdown that David first instituted. V'chalkum begoralot eilei meile, they were divided up by Goral. Goral is like a lottery, like we had on Yom Kippur. Ki ayu sarei kodesh v'sarei ha'elohim b'bnei Elazar u'b'bnei Itamar. Even though there were some people of a higher level that were sarim, ministers, from the tribe of the Kohanim, and they're also the ministers serving God, sarei Elohim, from both Elazar and from Itamar, nonetheless, everyone was divided equally between these mishmarot, and there was a lottery which mishmar would work on each specific week. Once this lottery was done, and it was decided that everyone is in this equally, in order to make sure there was a smooth flow of work from one mishmar to the next, it was going to be written down which mishmar, which group would work each week in this 24-week cycle. In the next set of psukim, we're going to hear about how they were written down and who these names are. Ve'ichtevem Shmaya ben Netanel ha-sofer min ha-Levi. They were written down by Shmaya, the son of Netanel. He was the official scribe from the tribe of Levi. Lifnei ha-melech v'asarim v'tzadok ha-kohen. V'achimelech ben Aviatar. V'rashei ha-avot la-kohenim v'la-Levim. The official list of the 24 mishmarot was written down officially in front of the king, in front of all the ministers, in front of Tzadok the Kohen from the family of Elazar, in front of Achimelech from Eviatar, the leaders of the family clans, the Rashi Ha'avot, of both the Kohanim and the Levites. Beit Av Achad, Achuz Le'Elazar, V'Achuz Achuz Litamar. And when they divided them up, for every two Mishmarot of Elazar, there was one family from Itamar, like we said before, 16 Mishmarot from Elazar, and 8 from Itamar. Pasuk Zayin, now we're going to find out the order that the lottery came out, who would work in which week. The first lottery came to the family of Yehoyariv, and the second to Yedayah. Now we're going to get basically a list of the 24 Mishmarot of Kohanim. This list, which we're going to read now, is going to become the official list of the Mishmarot of Kuna from the time of Bayit Rishon, from the first temple period, all through the second temple period, and even after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the names of these 24 Mishmarot was kept in different formats, together with their cities, recorded in many different places. And even after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, there were many communities that had a custom to read each week whose Mishmar, whose division it was. In archaeology, they found in the early 1970s, in Teman, in Yemen, on the site where there was once an ancient shul, they had found a part of a wall where there still remained 13 of these 24 families listed on a wall that was once in an ancient shul. From the 6th or 7th century CE, we see that even 500-600 years after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, they were still keeping this custom of remembering whose week it was to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. Pasechet, Lecharim HaShlishi, the Soarim HaRevi'i. So now that's the third and fourth families, Charim and Soarim. Lemalkiyah HaChamishi LeMiyamin HaShishi. That's the fifth and sixth families. LaKotz HaShvi'i, LaAviyah HaShmini. The seventh family was Kotz. The eighth family was called Aviyah. LeYeshua HaTshi'i, LeShchenyahu HaAsiri. That's the ninth and the tenth group. LeElyashiv HaShteyasar, LeYakim Shneimasar. That's group 11 and 12, Elyashiv and Yakim. LeChupa Shoshasar, the 13th name was Chupa. LeYeshev Av, Arbaasar. LeBilga Chamishasar, the Mishmar of Bilga, that was the 15th group. Le'imer, Shishasar. Le'chezir, Shivasar. The 17th group was called Chezir. La'hapitzetz, Shmonasar. And the 18th group was Hapitzetz. The name Chezir is a little more well known today because in Nachal Kidron, in the valley right opposite Har Abayit to the east, there's the famous site called Yad Avshalom, which really wasn't the Yad Avshalom of Tanakh, but it's referred to as Yad Avshalom. There's several monuments in Nachal Kidron, which were actually burial places from the Second Temple period of wealthy families from Yerushalayim. One of those burial spots has an inscription on it from the family of Chazir. And therefore, this family of Kohanim, B'nai Chazir, had a very large memorial in Nachal Kidron, which was a burial site for that family, which remains to this day. Pasuk Tet Zayin, verse 16. Diptachya Tishasar Lichezkel Ha'esrim. So group 19 was named Petachya. Group 20, Yechezkel, like the name of the Navi. Liachin echad v'esrim, legamo shnayim v'esrim. Gamo was group 22. Pasuk Yudchet, verse 18. Didlayahu shlosha v'esrim, lemaziyahu arba'a v'esrim. Group 23 was Dilayahu. Group 24, and the last group, was Ma'aziyahu. Now that we mentioned all 24 mishmarot, it's time to summarize. Pasuk Yudchet, verse 19. Ele pkudatam lavodotam. These were the charges or the different tasks based on the work. This was the order which they were going to work now, week after week, in cycles of 24. Lavo lebeit Adonai kimishpatam b'yad Aaron avihim. To come to serve in the Beit HaMikdash according to the laws that were first given to Aaron, their forefather, in Chumash. Kasher tzivahu Adonai el HaYisrael. The way that Hashem, the God of Israel, commanded Aaron, their forefather, in the Beit HaMikdash, they were supposed to work now according to those laws of Chumash to this newly established order of 24 Mishmarot. Now recall that this is being recorded in the book of Divrei HaYamim in the beginning of the Second Temple period. And we are recording what was happening in the beginning of the First Temple period in the time of David. Again, we find in the beginning of Bayit Sheni, they're very interested in what was happening in the beginning of Bayit Rishon because they want to model Bayit Rishon. According to Chazal, this division into 24 had a stage in the middle that from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu already, when the Mishkan was first set up, there were 8 Mishmarot. 4 from Elazar and 4 from Itamar. And now, in the time of Shmuel Navi and David HaMelech, they went from 8 Mishmarot to 24 Mishmarot. Many of these names is written in chapter 24. For example, Eliashiv had been found inscribed in various pieces of pottery found in archaeological digs all over Israel. We also find the names of these Mishmarot in Piyotim and Kinot. Now that we organize the Kohanim, the chapter ends with a brief description of extra families of Levi'im that were needed to fill out the 24 Mishmarot for Shevet Levi. The liaison between God and the people are the Kohanim, but the Kohanim themselves have a lot of work to do. They need assistance, and that's going to be the job of Shevet Levi, to assist the Kohanim, to help them get their job done. Therefore, corresponding to every Mishmar of Kohanim, there was a need of Mishmar of Levi'im. In chapter 23, we began to see the division of Shevet Levi by David HaMelech into Mishmarot as well, but that was not complete yet. And therefore, at the end of chapter 24, we're going to find the rest of Shevet Levi, how they were divided up into different families. And between the families that we find in the end of chapter 24 and the beginning of chapter 23, If you add them together, you'll find there are 24 Mishmarot that corresponded to the 24 Mishmarot of the Kohanim. Pasuk Chaf, V'livnei Levi HaNotarim, for the families of Levi that still remained after the certain jobs were given out already, as mentioned earlier in chapter 23, V'livnei Amram Shuvael, from the family of Amram and his son Moshe, as we saw before, from the family of Moshe, from his grandchildren, we had Shuvael, V'livnei Shuvael Yechidahio. The leader of the house of Shuvael was Yechdiyahu. The Rechaviyahu, who we saw before, the Ivnei Rechaviyahu, Harosh Yishiya. The head of that family was now Yishiya. The Tzari, as we saw before, Shlomot, was the person's name. Now, the Ivnei Shlomot, Yechat. He was in charge of the household of Shlomot and their Mishmar, and their group. Uvnei Yiriyahu, Amariyahu Hasheni, Yechaziel Hashlishi, Yekam'am Haravi'i. Bnei Uziel Micha. So we have four more groups now from this family. Amariyahu, Yechaziel, and Yakma'am. Bnei Uziel Micha, Divnei Micha, Shamir. From the family of Micha and his children, the person in charge now was Shamir. Achim Micha Yeshiya, Divnei Yeshiya, Zachariyahu. More descendants now of these families of Levi and the names of their machlokot who served corresponding to the different Kohanim. We finished that family of Amram, and now we go to Merari. Who are the children of Merari? Machli Umushi, Bnei Aziyahu Beno, the children of Yaziyahu, Bnei Merari Liaziyahu Vino, Veshoham Vezakor Vivri. The children of Yaziyahu, in Shoham, Zakor, and Ivri. Lemachli Elazar, the family of Machli Elazar was in charge, Veloi Elubanim, but he didn't have any sons. The Kish Bnei Kish Yerachmiel, the children of Kish, the person who took over was Yerachmiel, Uvnei Mushi Machli, from the children of Mushi, Machli Veeder Virimot, Ele Bnei Halevim Levit Avotam. Those were the families of the Levites based on their father's homes. So now, using these families, we finished up the 24 Mishmarot of Levim, who are going to work with the 24 Mishmarot of Kohanim. Ve'pilu gam hem gorolot dumat achihem b'nei Aaron. They also did a lottery corresponding to the lottery done for the 24 families of B'nei Aaron of the Kohanim. And this was also done lifnei David ha-melech v'tzadok v'achimelech. This was also done in front of the triumvirate, David and Tzadok and Achimelech, the heads of the Kohanim, from the house of Elazar and Itamar, and also in front of Roshei Ha'avot LeKohanim VeLevim, and in front of the heads of the clans of all the Kohanim and Levim, Avot HaRosh Lumat Achiv HaKatan. And everyone was equal. In this lottery, even the heads of the clans, even the important people, got the same treatment in this lottery as the smaller families, and everyone was equal. The lottery was done, and these 24 families then divided the work every week, corresponding to the 24 weeks in Mishmarot of the Kohanim. Now that we finished the different divisions of the 24 groups of Levim, the next chapter is going to discuss their division into a choir. There'll be a special group of Levites who are going to be given the job of organizing all the music and the compositions of music and the orchestra in the Beit HaMikdash. That'll be the topic of our study in Perek Chaf Hei in chapter 25.